2019-096, Colleen Shields and Helene White seeks variances from the front yard setback and maximum fence height within the front yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Section 115-42 and 115-182 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the east side of Holly Terrace Road. The 911 address is 32418 Holly Terrace Road in Ocean View. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 134, MAP 9, parcel 190. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicant is seeking a 22-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed in-ground pool. And they're seeking a height variance for the fence. I believe that will be .05 from the 3.5-foot maximum height allowed in a front yard.
Thank you. Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Good evening. Colleen Shields, 1309 West 9th Street, Wilmington, Delaware, 19806.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So my name is Colleen Shields. I'm here with my sister. We are the property owners. The property...
Turn your microphone on.
Hitting the space bar, is it?
It's up. One more time. There you go.
Oh, I was holding it down. Sorry. Okay, so the property has been in our family since the 70s. My parents purchased it. They had a mobile home there when we were growing up. And it was always the intent for that to be a legacy property that the grandchildren would enjoy. And so my dad retired there and built a home. And he did have to get some variances when the home was built. I think that was 2008. My dad died in 2020, and my sister and I inherited the property. We share it. Our families share the property. We don't rent it out. It's used only for our family, and it's our desire to put in a swimming pool. It's been getting more and more crowded down there, so the more we can not have to leave the property, the more beneficial that is to us with the traffic, the way it's gotten down there. But we are seeking the variance. We'd like to put the pool on the side of the house. It's really the only place that we would be able to put the pool. But because of the way the property is situated, the pool would violate the front yard setbacks because there is a very large cul-de-sac, a right-of-way for a very large cul-de-sac that the county has at the end of the road. It's a large cul-de-sac, and it really takes up a good portion of the front yard of the property. And so we would have to, in order to accommodate the pool on the side between the boat ramp and the house, we'd be in violation of that front setback line. And so we're seeking the variance for that. And then we'd also like to put a fence around the pool, and that would violate the height requirement. So we're seeking variance for both the front yard setback and the height, front yard height restriction for fence to accommodate the pool. We did not create the hardship. We inherited the property with the cul-de-sac there. We are seeking the minimal variance to accommodate being able to put the pool in. It will not disrupt the character of the neighborhood. It's a resort kind of a community. A lot of people have swimming pools, in-the-ground swimming pools in the community. And it wouldn't affect the use by anybody else, and it really won't affect the, if the county needed the right-of-way, it wouldn't really affect the ability to access and use that right-of-way. So does the board have any questions?
Questions from the board?
Cul-de-sacs are always fun.
It's a very large cul-de-sac for the street, too. I mean, when we moved there in the 70s, when my parents purchased it, it was a dirt road. And it's since been paved, but it seems to be just a really large cul-de-sac. And it's only our property that's affected by it. We're the last house on the canal.
Did you give any consideration to the size of the pool and the area that would be affected?
So we did, and we're not going with a terribly large pool, but, you know, there are six grandchildren, and so we wanted to choose a pool that was not overly large, but that would fit in the space and that would be able to accommodate the family.
The boat ramp that's there, is it accessible? Is it something that you guys use?
It is.
Just wondered because, you know, from where you're placing the pool, if it would be in the way for to get to the boat ramp or back a boat in or what have you.
It won't affect access to the boat ramp. And we do use the boat ramp. We've had Blue Haven Pools is the contractor that we engaged for the quotes on the pool, and they've been working with us to figure out what the best use of space was and the best placement. And they advise us that this is really the only and best place that we're able to place the pool. And so they've kind of worked with us in helping to put together the materials for the variance request.
The additional height of the fence, is that solely for privacy?
Well, it is. And also, I mean, we are putting on a electric pool cover so that for safety purposes, so the fence isn't as much for safety reasons, although there's that element as well for when the pool would be open. We certainly want it fenced well enough to be able to try to keep people out of it.
You spoken to your neighbors about this?
Yes, our neighbors are enthusiastic about the pool.
You might have answered this already, but is there HOA approval needed?
There is no HOA.
Mr. Sharp?
I've got a bunch of questions. Thank you. First off, I want to make it clear, the cul-de-sac, from what I'm gathering from looking at your survey, is not on you. The cul-de-sac is lands of someone else. Is that your understanding as well?
No.
Okay, because I look at that site plan right there, and I see a dark line, and the cul-de-sac is something separate. That would be Holly Terrace. Your property is only the area that's inside the dark line.
Okay, my understanding was that the cul-de-sac is a right-of-way on the property, but I'm...
Well, I can tell you this. When we as staff look at the application, the variances that we're looking from are from the property line,
okay,
not from the cul-de-sac. And when I get a survey that looks like this, it's pretty clear to me, and a lot of people have this misunderstanding, so I just want to make it very clear. The area that is the cul-de-sac is not yours. That would be part of Holly Terrace.
Okay.
So one of the things that I look at here is, if you put that pool in, where are you going to park a vehicle on your property?
Well, I mean, we already park in the driveway there. I mean, that's what we've been using for the last 50 years, I guess, we've been in the property at this point.
I understand, but one of the things that I also look at is we have a house where the front corner appears to be at the property line, if not over it. We have a pool where the edge of it is going to be almost on the property line. And I see a boat ramp there as well. I'm looking at this going almost the entirety of this lot, if this pool gets put in, is going to be used for a structure or an access for the ramp. There's almost no part of this property that is otherwise open. And one of the things that we look at from a zoning perspective is, if you have a lot, where are you parking the vehicles? And while that may not be an issue now or for you, if 20 years from now, ownership changes or that cul-de-sac becomes necessary for emergency vehicles. Like, I'm not sure how a fire truck would be able to safely access that if all the vehicles are parked in the driveway. That's something this board looks at because it runs with the land. So you're currently saying that all vehicles just park in the driveway, not anywhere else on the property. There's no garage, the house isn't elevated with something parking underneath.
So there is a two-car garage, and so we could, right now, because we have the driveway, we park in the driveway, but if we needed to park in the garage, right now we have rafts and kayaks and, you know, paddle boards in there, but
yeah,
we could certainly accommodate two cars in the two-car garage.
Okay. The other question I have is from a, I see you border a lagoon on two sides.
Yes.
And I see where the bulkhead appears to kind of be inside the property line by a little bit, perhaps on both the north and the east side there. It doesn't necessarily match the property line, but it's fairly close. Do you have flooding issues that come from that, from being close to the lagoon at all?
We do not. I mean, we have probably, maybe I can recall in my lifetime there, maybe a handful of times in a big storm when water has come a little bit into that side yard, but it's never reached the area where the pool would be or the house.
How about your neighbors? Do they have flooding issues?
No.
You must be elevated compared to your neighbors, I'm guessing then.
I'm not sure, but we don't really have issues with flooding there. We've been lucky.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful to hear. You said your neighbors were enthusiastic about that. Did I hear that right?
Yes.
All right. How, you know, this cul-de-sac, you said that it's not used by many people. Is that right?
It's not even paved. It's grass.
Mm-hmm.
So the road just comes to an end. And so, you know, it's a, it's always been considered
cul-de-sac.
A private road, right? It's a paper cul-de-sac.
Okay.
And so most people, you know, either we tell people they can turn on the yard or they either back into our driveway or they back into the neighbor's driveway if, you know, to turn around. But, you know, it hasn't been an issue really ever.
Is that parcel 191, it looks like there's woods on the area we're looking at. Is it developed?
No, we also own that. That was something that my dad purchased at the same time, and he wanted to keep that undeveloped. So that just runs along the lagoon, and he wanted to keep it natural, and so we have maintained that, just the woods there. We occasionally take down trees that look like they could be at risk for going into the lagoon, but other than that, we sort of leave that as just undeveloped land. And you commented about the bulkhead. That was another thing my dad did when he put the bulkhead in. He chose not to extend out to the full length of the property because he wanted to keep the lagoon wide enough for boat traffic. So.
That dock yours as well that I see there?
Yes.
I have no further questions, but I don't know if the board has any others for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
If I'm reading this right, from the edge of where the cul-de-sac comes in to the actual water in your pool is 8 feet.
That's correct.
It also looks in this one, like in this one drawing, that the fence is actually over. In this one drawing, the Blue Haven Pools one, it looks like the fence is actually over the actual property line as well.
It does look like that on the drawing. I mean, I think that I'm not sure if that's because there has to be so much space between the pool and the fence under the county setbacks or the requirements for pool. I'm not sure.
There is a walkway requirement.
Yeah.
From the pool, around pools.
So I think that might be accommodating that. But we could certainly, because we're having the electric cover on the pool, I think, I'm not sure we're actually required to have the fence. We were electing to have the fence just as an extra safety measure.
Can the pool shift closer to the lagoon on the right-hand side?
Towards the back of the property. Blue Haven told us no because of the concern about the tie-ins from the bulkhead and hitting the tie-ins if they dig down there.
Mm-hmm.
We tried as many, you know, to try to configure it as best we could to accommodate the space and not have to seek too much of a variance, but there's really, you can see, not really much we can do, yeah, given the that.
Oh, it looks like a quandary because we've got a fence going into property that's not yours. We've got a corner of the house that's into property that may not be yours, into the cul-de-sac. Trying to reduce the number of issues.
I mean, the house has been there since 2008, and my understanding was that they got variances for whatever was necessary at the time. And I think it's not, I think it's sort of the eave of, like, that goes over the garage, not the actual physical garage that it crosses there. It's a little deceiving from the photographs, though.
Have anything on record, Ms. Norwood? Anything on record with variances?
The variance part. Yes, there was a front yard variance in 2008, which I believe is right when the dwelling was built, and in a side yard in 2009. Yeah, the house was built in 2008, and the CO certificate of compliance was issued on the dwelling.
Yeah, it looks like there was, the 2009 was, if you look on the on south side of the property, there's like a little cantilevered window, and they had gotten a side yard variance for that. So that was the 2009 variance. Mm-hmm. 2008 variance would have been for the dwelling.
The dwelling.
Those both predated the board was using a different standard at that time.
Thank you.
Being you are as close as you are to the lines, with, especially with the fence and concrete that's going to have to go in, would you consider making a smaller footprint for the pool?
We would. I mean, if that would help us to get the variance. I mean, I'm not sure what the next size down is, but if we could, it's not huge pool as it is, but you know, if we went a foot back or foot shorter.
If you want to speak, you have to be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Helene White, 121 Honey Tree Lane, Chatsford, Pennsylvania.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So our brother, who works with the title insurance company, he's a real estate attorney, had everything redone when we had the new house built. At one point, I don't know if it's in any of the paperwork that you all have, it actually even showed us my father owning the whole canal across from us. And Patrick went in and had everything redone. And so it reflects, if you look at a picture of our house, where are we? Here we go. This driveway is in use every single day. Just us, right, coming in here and then coming into the entrance of our home. The pool is going to be over here. And so this is all of this he had redone in order to have this structure even built and coming out here like this. So all we're asking for is to put something right here that, I mean, this has been here in existence since the house was built and we're there every day. So we're not, putting anything over here, and the driveway does come all the way down here, and it's a pretty large space. So really, I mean, I guess what I'm asking is, if this has been here for all of this time with the house jutting all the way in here and had approval at one point, and all we're asking is to put a pool to the side here like this, I guess I'm just trying to understand.
I might be able to explain some of this for you. First off, what we have before us shows no ownership by the two of you of the road and the cul-de-sac. That is from what we have. Now, if there's something else, maybe there's something, but we don't have it. That shows that cul-de-sac is not owned by you. So the area that you're using for your driveway and those are that you're kind of maybe mowing the grass, that's not your land.
But when the house was built, weren't there variances that allowed
there was
that
variances
to be
that were granted then. At that time, the board used a much less strict standard than we do now. There was a Supreme Court case that came out a few years later that requires us to use a higher standard. So while it was approved in 2008 and 2009, I can tell you that I don't think anybody at this dais was at the dais in that time. That was approved at that time under a different standard. We are now required to use a more exacting standard, and the court has required us to do that. So, yes, you got approval for the house, or your father got approval for that house and for the cantilevered window, but that does not necessarily grant you the ability to have this pool put on there just because you got a prior variance.
Further questions from the board?
Do we have an estimate of how far the fence line is into the cul-de-sac?
Not, I only have the same information here, but a fence can go on a property line per code. The height is the issue for them in this case because the front yard setback will only allow 3.5 feet. The pool requires a 4-foot fence, so that's why they would have to put at minimum a 4-foot.
Mike,
the fence can run along right on the property line.
Okay, but it appears by these drawings that it runs into. So my question is there an idea of how far into be?
No, we do not.
Which gets back to Mr. Levengus' question of if the next size pool was 2 feet, because I don't think we're talking about a lot here. In terms of, but if we went to a smaller sized pool that would allow it to be in compliance with your property.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't our intent to have the fence come in. I know it looks like that on the drawings, but we didn't seek a variance for that because our understanding was that it was not going to extend beyond the property line, and it would not be our intent to extend it beyond the property line.
He didn't even have a fence in Marina's correspondence back and forth. I believe the very last one requested where the fence would be and actually confused my pool person. And he said, let me quick put something together. We were told by Mike that in the state of Delaware, because we're putting that mechanical hard bone topped cover on top, and it can close after every single use. It's not just that when you roll out, that you're not required to have a fence around the pool in the state of Delaware if you have that. The patio has a fence around, so we were just going to move the fence to the other side of the pool to really aesthetically.
Who maintains the grass area where the cul-de-sac is?
We do.
You do.
So if this board were to approve your requested variance under the condition that the fence line be on the property that you own, and you would have to maintain the walk around distance and those types of things, would that be acceptable to you?
Absolutely.
That would probably require getting a smaller pool.
Understood.
So understood.
Sharp, any further questions?
I do not, thank you.
More questions from the board? Is there anyone present in favor of case number 13096? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13096? Are there any further questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
I have none, thank you.
Then I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 13096 for Colleen Shields and Helene White for the requested variance with a condition that the fence line be on the property that is owned inside or on, not crossing over the property line for the property, and that all code requirements for the pool are standards are met. I believe that it is a unique property and that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second that.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Levengoth?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I will be voting nay. So with a vote of 3-1, case number 13096 has been approved.
Thank you. May we be excused?
Yes, thank you. Good evening. Next case.